You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Major Kendra Rotunda, who served on the U.S. Army's prosecution team at Guantanamo Bay. She now teaches at the Chapman Law School in Orange, California. We want to get her thoughts today as five detainees at Guantanamo Bay, including the notorious Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, say they want to plead guilty in an apparent effort to expedite their own executions. And Kendra joins me now to explain what their motivations for this might be. And Major, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Were you surprised at all by this effort by these five detainees to get their time before the judge and plead guilty as soon as they can?
Actually, it's not surprising at all. In fact, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in 2006, when he came before the tribunal for his combatant status review tribunal, you know, he went on and on. He was very proud about his role in 9/11. He held up his right hand and he said, "I cut the head off of Daniel Pearl with my blessed right hand." You know, he bragged about his role. He bragged about his terror activities. And he said many times that he welcomes the opportunity to be a martyr for their terrorist cause. So it's not surprising. We actually had another detainee a couple years ago, 2005, Al Balul, who tried to do the same thing. He wanted to plead guilty. The government was all concerned about that. He wanted to represent himself. The military court wouldn't allow him to represent himself. This actually went all the way to Congress, which finally restored his right to represent himself and plead guilty, and he did. And Al Balul was just convicted of 35 counts of material support to terrorism and, of course, got life imprisonment. And so this isn't surprising. It's not a new trend. From the beginning, some of them have wanted to represent themselves. They simply want to plead guilty. They want to be martyred. And I think it's their right to plead guilty in open court.
Major, in terms of how this process works, we're reading that two of the five will undergo a mental competency test to kind of pave the way for not only them, but I guess the remaining three to go forward and go ahead and enter these guilty pleas. Given the mindset of these terrorists that they welcome martyrdom, which is not the usual case, someone looking forward to an execution, how does the review for something like that go?
Well, basically, it's a competency standard. So the judge has to determine whether or not they're mentally competent. With the other two, the issue has been whether or not they're competent to participate. And certainly, if you're not competent enough to participate in your own trial, you're also not competent to plead guilty. And so certainly, before any defendant, whether it's in a military commission or it's in a criminal court right here in the United States, the judge has to go through a competence testing to ensure that defendant does understand what they are doing, they understand the result, they know the risk, they know the outcome, and that they understand, basically. So they will go through that with these defendants, that providence inquiry, just like we do here in the United States.
We're talking with Major Kendra Rotunda, who is part of the Army's interrogation and prosecution team at Guantanamo Bay. Her book is Honor Bound, Inside the Guantanamo Trials. And Major, we're also reading that for some reason the election of Barack Obama has expedited this effort on the part of the detainees. What insight do you have into why that might make a difference into their timetable?
Well, I heard that. There's been some speculation about it. I really don't know what role that might play other than, you know, Barack Obama has talked about closing Guantanamo Bay and having the trials somewhere else. And certainly there could be delay if we do that. It means halting this trial, at least some amount of delay, bringing them somewhere else, standing up a new proceeding, if that's what he has in mind. And so certainly it's justice delayed if he decides to do that.
Barack Obama, of course, has more than a little bit on his plate when he takes office next month. I think that's an understatement. But one,
right.
But one of the things that he has said in terms of a national security or foreign policy statement is that he would like to close Guantanamo Bay. From what I understand, you have a distinctly different opinion. What case would you make to him as to why keeping Guantanamo Bay open is the right move?
Well, you know, I think we should keep Guantanamo Bay open. The Supreme Court has been involved in these hearings. the Congress responded to the Supreme Court's concerns and came up with the Military Commissions Act. A bipartisan Congress passed rules to govern this proceeding. The rules are fair. They're getting more procedural protections than criminal defendants in the United States in many respects. I think they ought to remain in Guantanamo Bay and their trials ought to be held there. I do think there are some concerns about bringing them to the United States in terms of assuring security and those kind of things. I just don't think it's necessary. I think they need to stay in Guantanamo Bay and let's finish what we've started. We've got the green light from Congress, and I think that's what, frankly, that's what we ought to do. Well, you know, the Hamdan trial was interesting. He was acquitted on conspiracy, but I talk about in my book, I wasn't surprised by that because in Guantanamo Bay, we're applying a new conspiracy definition that makes it more difficult to convict conspirators. It's actually more difficult to convict a detainee in Guantanamo Bay of conspiracy than it would be to convict you or I or anyone else going before a U.S. criminal court. So I wasn't surprised that he was acquitted on conspiracy. He was convicted on material support to terrorism, and I think that was a fair result, and also with Al Balul, who was convicted on 35 counts of material support to terrorism. So I think that's good, fair precedent, and it sounds like a just result.
Major, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Major Kendra Rotunda was part of the U.S. Army's prosecution team at Guantanamo Bay. Her book is Honor Bound, Inside the Guantanamo Trials, and she now teaches at the Chapman Law School in Orange, California. This is Dateline Washington.